Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
And Buddy might be snoring a little bit behind us as we record this morning. We are remembering the martyrs of Uganda, both 1886 martyrs and 1977 under Idi Amin. Sad thing to consider, and all that's going on in the U.S. and protests and so on. We do so with a sense of the undergirding and the foundation of who God is in seeing us through all kinds of times and seasons of life. So we take a moment to breathe and enjoy God's presence as we worship. The Lord's compassions fail not. They are new every morning.
Great is your faithfulness.
The Lord is my portion, says my soul.
Therefore, I hope in you.
O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
We keep a moment of silence for individual reflection. Let us worship God the Father, in whom we live and move and have our being.
O come, let us adore him.
Let us worship God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
O come, let us adore him.
Let us worship God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified.
O come, let us adore him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 32 to 39. Remember those early days after you first saw the light? Those were the hard times. Kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, other days your friends. If some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you. Nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourself then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on his way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh no. We'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And also from the message, as the previous reading was from Hebrews, is Psalm 116, verses 10 to 17. I'm striding in the presence of God, alive in the land of the living. I stayed faithful, though bedeviled, and despite a ton of bad luck, despite giving up on the human race, saying they're all liars and cheats. What can I give back to God for the blessings he's poured out on me? I'll lift high the cup of salvation, a toast to God. I'll pray in the name of God. I'll complete what I promised God I'd do, and I'll do it together with his people. When they arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love him. Oh God, here I am, your servant, your faithful servant. Set me free for your service. I'm ready to offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and pray in the name of God. I'll complete what I promise God I do, and I'll do it in the company with his people, in the place of worship, in God's house, in Jerusalem, God's city. Hallelujah.
A reading from Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 to 14. Then they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will be betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The martyrs of Uganda, remembered here on the 3rd of June from 1886, and also the Archbishop of Uganda, 1977, memorial from Stephen Reynolds, the For All the Saints, Prayers and Readings for Saints' Days. The nation of Uganda lies in equatorial Africa. Its southeastern border runs along the shores of Lake Victoria. European explorers and missionaries first came upon the peoples of the area in the 1860s, especially along Lake Victoria in the region known as Buganda. They found a highly sophisticated society, a federation of kindred tribes under an hereditary monarch called the Kabaka. Christian missionaries, both Anglican and Roman Catholic, found a ready hearing among small but important groups of the Bugandan nation. The growing strength and influence of the Christian presence led the Kabaka, Mwanga his name, to launch a vicious persecution in 1885. This persecution culminated in a Holocaust of Anglican and Roman Catholic converts at Namugongo on June 3rd, 1886. All told, some 45 Ugandans suffered death for the sake of Christ. Their witness proved to be the seed of the Ugandan church. And by the time Uganda gained independence, it was the most Christian nation in Africa. Indeed, there were more Anglicans in Uganda than in any other church of the Anglican Communion. But history has a way of repeating itself. In 1972, Colonel Idi Amin overthrew the elected government of Uganda, and his regime soon became infamous throughout the world for its atrocities. But there was one structure which Amin could not control by means of terror: the Church of Uganda. The Anglican Archbishop was Janani Luwum, a gentle, cheerful man whose instincts were all toward loyalty and political non-involvement. But Amin's injustices finally moved Luwum to protest. On February 16th, 1977, he was ordered to meet Idi Amin in a personal interview. That same night, after presenting a formal protest on behalf of the church in the name of Christ by his wife and other senior clergy, Luwum was murdered. So we remember Janani Luwum with the martyrs of Uganda who perished in 1886, for he shared in their witness to the love and inviolable justice of God in Christ Jesus. At the date of writing, there was no biography of Luwum at this time, but this is 15 years ago, so perhaps there actually is a biography of this archbishop from, murdered in 1977 from Uganda. A quote from a verse of a hymn by Johnson Oatman. When upon life's billows you're tempest-tossed, when you're discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it may surprise you what the Lord has done. It is always spring in the hearts of those who trust in God. Let us pray. By your incarnation and your birth in poverty, by your baptism, your fasting and your trials in the desert, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
By your agony in the garden, by your cross and passion, by your death and burial, by your resurrection and ascension, by the gift of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
In times of trouble and in times of well-being, at the hour we die, and on the day of your glory, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Deliver us from war and violence, from hardness of heart, and from contempt of your love and your promises. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Enlighten our minds with your word, that in it we may find our way and our hope. We also ask for your healing and special presence for those in particular need, whether whatever color of their skin or political party. We pray for those who feel threatened or racialized, and for our part in working together for justice in this country and in others. Pray for Clifford and all those in need physically because of mental health or stress issues, and I invite you to mention any by name at this time. Pray for the five on my heart who might come to know Christ in his gracious timing, and that they would know that love. For Mark Fronmeyer, for Hugh, for Steve and Kathy, and others on my heart. Assist your people in every land, govern them in peace and justice. Defend them from the enemies of life. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, but be overcome or be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the filling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we give this day to God and ask for his guidance for us, especially as we make plans for the summer worship services with the help of a number of people, including Justin. And I'm grateful for God's many blessings. So thank you, Lord. As we say our prayer, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.